The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and author of 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies. And now the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
In previous broadcasts, I've told you that some people have developed plans to open the borders wide between Canada, the United States, and Mexico, and integrate us into a North American Union like the European Union. I'll admit that idea sounds pretty far-fetched. Most people know that Canada and Mexico are very different from the United States in form of government, language, culture, and customs. Canada is a completely socialist country with socialized medicine and legalized same-sex marriage. Canada has a terrible language problem that has caused all kinds of difficulties and attempts at creating a separate nation for those who speak French. Mexico's economy runs on bribery rather than private property and respect for contracts. Mexico's chief business is illegal drugs. A handful of billionaires are at the top of the economic pile in Mexico, and the rest of the country is kept in abject poverty. Nevertheless, we keep hearing that powerful people would like for the United States to combine our economy with Canada and Mexico, give us one border around all three countries, allow the free movement of goods, services, and people, and even give us a common currency, which has already been named the Amero. This follows the European model of progressing through a common market, then the European Union, and finally adopting a common currency called the euro. Apparently, this plan is well known in other countries. In a TV interview on CNBC, a vice president for a prominent London investment firm named Steve Priebus talked bluntly about the Amero as the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. This news is downright shocking. Ask your members of Congress to call an immediate congressional investigation to find out what's going on. It sounds to me like we need a new congressional committee on un-American activities.
You've been listening to the Phyllis Schlafly Report, presented by Eagle Forum. If the crisis of illegal immigration has you concerned, write us at Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for our immigration information packet. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says a gun in the hand is better than a cop on the phone, Derry Brownfield.
Hello there, Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. You know, I've heard Ray Cuneo say it time and time again that how when the United States Department of Agriculture and the American Farm Bureau Federation came out, they thought this animal identification program, NAIS, was going to be a slam dunk. And they're finding out that people have learned to read, and they've learned to read some of the documents and information that's behind all of this. And, hey, there's a few other players that are guarding the goal, and it's not a slam dunk. Now, it has happened in certain states. I think Wisconsin is one of them, and I understand that they're pushing hard in Indiana. But in Michigan, for example, Big Brother wants to radio frequency chip animals, cows first, horses, then all livestock, including 4-H animals, then family pets, and eventually people. Many states have stopped it. Michigan isn't one of them. The RFID program for cattle will go into full effect this week. But if we work together, we can still make a difference. And then they talk about the Farm Bureau, and we've mentioned the American Farm Bureau time and time again. Not only the American Farm Bureau, but your local Farm Bureau is being pushed by the American Farm Bureau to push through the Animal Identification Program, which goes against anything that you would think the Farm Bureau would be for, because they've always been anti-government, they've always been for freedom and liberty, and here what they're trying to do is put us in a situation that takes away our rights. Anyway, the Farm Bureau issues... The American Farm Bureau has been integral in the building of the NAIS, that's National Animal Identification System. The Michigan Farm Bureau has supported the mandatory electronic animal identification system in Michigan, and we might say in every other state in the nation. They are lobbying hard to keep the program going. If you're a farmer who is a member of Farm Bureau, you can try to push for change from within, or simply cancel your membership. Tell them why you're doing so. There are plenty of other insurance companies that can give you a competitive rate for all farm and personal insurance needs. Now, I just happen to have with me a couple of individuals that are doing everything that's humanly possible to get this stopped in the state of Michigan. I have with me Lisa Immerman. Hi, Lisa. It's good to have you as a guest on the show.
Hi, Derry. Thank you.
And we have Heidi Allen, who also has been working with Lisa to try to get this movement stopped. Lisa, let me begin with you. What are you doing as we speak? And you mentioned here, hey, this is going to go into effect this week. Is it this week?
It's today, as a matter of fact. March 1st, it goes into full effect in the state of Michigan. And we have been talking with legislators, talking with the public, trying to get education going. And we've been trying to get the media to, you know, spread the word so that we can try and stop this. We've been putting pressure on the Michigan Department of Agriculture, So far, they have not backed down, although they are showing a few chinks in their armor.
All right. Now, tell us, first of all, it's a little bit late, is it not? What were you doing 6 months ago?
We've been working on this for quite a long time. However, the program was sort of put into effect in Michigan through regulatory rulemaking processes rather than through law or anything that had any kind of oversight from other avenues, and therefore the general public wasn't aware of everything that was going on until more recent.
You mean it was one of those government stealth programs
where we surely was.
Where we the people don't know what's going on?
Exactly.
Tell us about the chinks in the armor. What's the deal there?
Well, there's a little bit of history behind this program in Michigan that might help people understand. It's being implemented through their TB eradication program. Michigan has some problems with bovine TB, and they want to return to TB-free status in the state of Michigan, and currently we have split state status. We still have one area of the state that has a problem with the TB, and so that's where they're bringing this program in at the state level. And therefore, they did it through just basically rulemaking under their Animal Industry Act and didn't bring it through the proper legal challenge, and they're now currently backing it onto NACE. Originally, the RFID program in the TB zone was a TB tag that was not part of the NACE program, and the new program that went into effect today is part of the NACE program. So that's where they sort of did it stealthily. They brought it in and changed it very slowly without people realizing that they were now bringing in NACE. And they're starting to show some chinks in their armor because there's been so much public outcry, and we have quite a few Amish farmers in our state, and, you know, this is a very technology laden program, and they don't use that technology. So they have started to say that they will make some exceptions, but they haven't outlined it to the extent that it'll work.
Now, when you say they, are we talking about the United States Department of Agriculture or the Michigan State?
The Michigan Department of Agriculture.
Okay. Heidi, where do you see this thing going? If it goes into effect today, what does that mean to people out there with does the whole thing go into effect? Because the information I have here from Michigan now says they'll start to cows first, horses, then all livestock. Is it just the cattle that they're taking into effect today?
It's just the cattle today, but we had anecdotal evidence prior to today that a lot of the small cattle farmers had taken their beef cattle into processors in an attempt to have it all processed and sold before the regulation went in effect, and then they planned on going out of business, which, of course, was our huge main worry, because these are all the small farmers that our particular consumer group buys their food from. They can't do the extra work and the extra expense, so they're just going to go out of business.
And see, this is the plan.
It is.
You have to understand who is behind the National Animal Identification System. And I keep hearing, oh, it was a grassroots. There's no grassroots about this. This is coming directly from the big feedlot operators, from the major packing corporations, the multinational corporations. They're pushing it, and they're trying to get the local individuals out of business. Let's stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and, of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com. at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Heidi Allen and Lisa Immerman. We're talking about the Michigan Animal ID Program, which has been slipped through as of March the 1st. Today is March the 1st. And for whatever it's worth, at least here where I am, March the 1st is coming in like a lion. We have both tornado and flood warnings in existence in central Missouri, so I'm going to say at least March 1st is coming in like a lion, so maybe it's going to warm up and go out like a lamb. Anyhow, Heidi and Lisa, have you all had Ray Cuneo on your programs at all?
No.
You don't know who Ray Cuneo is?
We tried to have a situation where he would come in and talk with the farmers, but it didn't work out.
Okay. Ray's been scatterificating all over the country trying to do everything that he can. Do you have the information that he has, the original plan that came from the United States Department of Agriculture in the very beginning? Do you have all those documents?
I'm pretty sure we do because we're hooked into a couple of the national groups, one in Texas and one in Ohio, that are spearheading the effort to hold this off. So I've got reams and reams of documents.
You have to have those original documents memorized when you go in to talk to these people. Because, it just shows exactly what's behind this whole thing.
Which is the multinationals.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, it shows that, hey, this is not going to be... I watch RFD TV occasionally, and the other day I was watching, and here they had this fellow on from the Department of Agriculture and some dumb reporter that was just going right along with everything he was saying, and I bet he said this is going to be voluntary a half a dozen times in about a 15-minute interview, and it's not voluntary. It's happening today in Michigan, right?
Yes.
So there's nothing voluntary about it.
No. They claim it is, but even the USDA papers have shown that the voluntary is leading to mandatory down the road.
Oh, absolutely. There is no doubt about that. Now, it looks like the damage is done. So what are we doing now to get this thing turned around? I'm talking about in Michigan. The damage isn't done in all other states yet because there's still a few states that are fighting this thing and have a good chance of winning.
Well, currently in Michigan, we're still fighting. We're, in fact, the action alert that went out yesterday and in some circles it's going out today, we want people to still contact the legislators. We have some who are very much seem to be on our side, and we have some problems, you know, breaking in some other areas of the legislature. So we really want people to educate their legislators and ask them to support legislation. We have legislation that's currently waiting for a bill number in the House in Michigan, and we're hoping we will get that in the next week or so, get the bill number, and then we can start, you know, getting support for that bill.
It would mean then that the original it's not legislation, whatever it is, could be rescinded, right?
Correct. The legislation that is currently pending that we're waiting for basically says that the state of Michigan cannot participate in any mandatory animal identification system. They cannot participate in any voluntary animal identification system that forces electronic ID. They can keep the kind of programs they have now with the metal tags and...
Okay, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727. You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
And we're back. I believe I was talking to Heidi going into the commercial break. And Heidi, you were talking about how the Department of Agriculture seems to be backing down just a little bit. They could keep the metal tags, I believe was the last term you used.
Yeah, that was Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, tell us. Go ahead and finish that comment.
Sure. I was talking about the legislation and that, you know, currently we have certain programs that are for disease control, and the legislation allows for that, but it requires that they not mandate electronic tags and that it can't be a part of the National Animal Identification System. They can't discriminate for people for not entering any kind of voluntary system that may be market-driven. So, the legislation pretty much stops this. It also says they have to return any funding they receive from the USDA for implementing this.
Oh, really?
Yes.
How many million dollars have they gotten from the Department of Agriculture?
Well, under the TB program, they've gotten $50 million. They've spent $100 million since, I think it's around the year 2000 when they started the TB eradication program.
But that's different from the NEIS.
Right, but that's what they're bringing this program in under in the state of Michigan. They've received, I don't know the total number they've received for NAIS. They've received grants. I know this year it's $179,000 for premise registration for the cooperative agreement, but there's also more money that they're not really stating what they received. I've asked for the documents, and they tell me they don't exist.
You know they exist.
Oh, I know they exist, so I'm appealing that, but haven't gotten them yet.
You may have to go to Washington to get that.
Yes, very well, might have to.
It's, the way the legislation is written, would they make them give up those, how many millions of dollars on the TB program, too?
No, they can keep the TB program, but they cannot add any further programs that they don't have at the implementation date of the legislation, and they have to return funding for any kind of mandatory animal ID from the USDA that they received for 2007, and they can no longer ask for any funding for an animal identification program.
Okay, on the TB program, are you familiar with the deer situation and how in some states the deer are creating the problem?
Yes, that's exactly what's happened in Michigan. There were seven new herds infected last year from what we hear from the Michigan Department of Agriculture, and they have conclusively determined that six out of those seven were infected from the wild deer population, and very well the seventh may also be. They haven't received the final word on that. That's been the major problem in Michigan, is that the wild deer herds have the TB and are spreading it to the cattle. But the DNR owns the deer herds, and they are not cooperating with the MDA to stop the problem.
You started to say something, I believe, Heidi.
I was just going to cut in and say that the farmers are being punished and penalized by having their herds all killed for TB when it's actually the wild deer herd that's the problem. And part of the other problem is we were one of several states that had a TB problem several years ago, and we seem to be the only state that has not been able to eradicate it, even with $100 million of funding for the program.
Well, it's not going to be eradicated until they start getting rid of deer, are they?
That's part of it, and we also feel that what they're doing is using that as an excuse to slip in the national ID program, which is why the TB problem is still what they consider a problem, so they can use it for other things.
Yeah, you mentioned that and we call them the Conservation Department out here. You call it the DNR, Department of
Natural Resources.
Natural Resources, yeah. And don't think for a minute that all of these different government agencies aren't in cahoots. You know they work together because they do the same things. They're part of the problem, in other words, and they're going to continue doing what they're doing. What about your director of agriculture? Is he elected or appointed?
He's appointed.
In fact, we have a commission that runs the Department of Agriculture that's totally appointed.
Okay, how do they feel about all of this? Have you ever been to a commission meeting?
Oh, several, and they're completely noncommittal. In fact, most of the meetings, they don't pay much attention to what we say, and one of the speakers, we've had a very good turnout, over 100 farmers at every meeting, which they were very aware of, and said that a really high turnout for their meetings is about 10 people. So it went very well noticed in the state capitol, but they've just paid no attention to us because they have no incentive to.
I can speak a little bit on that. Currently, there's four members on the commission. They're appointed by the governor, and they oversee and have some regulatory actions with the Michigan Department of Agriculture, and they also are responsible for appointing the director. So out of those four people on the board on the commission currently, two of them were formerly directors of their local farm bureau. The chair is also the CEO and president of a agricultural industry organization company, and has donated money in his company's name to the head of the House Ag Committee and other elected officials. So that's pretty much why we're not getting any,
we're not getting a
They're not working with us. They're part of the problem.
In other words, Farm Bureau is part of the problem.
Yes.
And you see, I cannot understand where Farm Bureau is coming from in this whole thing. As I mentioned earlier in the program, Farm Bureau has always been anti-government, totally for freedom, and here this is the most binding thing that could ever come up. And you mention in your original document, it's cows first, horses, then all livestock, family pets, eventually people. You can kind of see through this, but let's take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The American agriculture movement supports the development of alternative energy production by using lesser polluting biodiesel, ethanol, and wind energy. But AAM believes another source of energy capable of increasing United States energy independence and helping economic development and jobs in rural America is overlooked. It's biomass. Biomass is organic, non-fossil material and can replace the use of some fossil fuels. Production of ethanol from corn benefits producers about $1 billion. Use of excess ag biomass could increase farmers' income by $10 billion or more and competes very well with fossil fuels. For more information or to join the American agriculture movement, call 605-993-6201. That's 605-993-6201 or go online at aaminc.org.
Gold bounced off its lows Wednesday on bargain hunting, but trading was volatile after a global stock market sell-off Tuesday. Gold closed in New York down $15.60, that's 2.2%, to $668 an ounce. Silver fell 36 cents to $14.13 an ounce. But for the month, gold ended up 2.6%. Silver was up 4.8%. This pullback was not about gold and silver, but rather short-term trading perceptions. 6 years ago, I published the book Rediscovering Gold, which announced the start of a new gold rush that could last 15 to 23 years. Today, experts are calling for gold to jump from $650 to over $1,000 an ounce or more. Read all about it in the latest Future of Gold magazine from Swiss America. Call now toll-free 1-877-703-2193. That's 1-877-703-2193 for the Future of Gold free.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. That's March the 3rd at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Now, Wendell's expecting 800 head, including a string of 150 3 to 5-year-old fancy black and black baldy fall calvers bred to Angus bulls. Also 40 head that will start calving April the 1st. Now, most of these are second calf heifers. They're being sold due to loss of pasture lease. Here's a string of 50 head consigned by John Idle. They're calving now, and Miller Farms will be in with 77 head with 300-pound calves by their sides. Joy Allen selling 50 head of red and red-white face and Charley cows. They'll start calving the last of March, and Roy Litterall has consigned 30 cow-calf pairs. Pace Farms will be in with a set of black fall calvers. These are just a few of the early consignments for the cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Saturday. That's March the 3rd at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And the man who says he'd like to live as a poor man with lots of money. Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned, visiting today with Heidi Allen, Lisa Immerman. We're talking about Michigan Animal ID, which goes into effect today. Now, it was snuck in under the guise of working with the TB, that's Tuberculosis Eradication Program. Going into the commercial break, we were talking about bovine TB. And was that you, Heidi, that was telling us about the deer herds and how these farmers are being punished because the DNR won't get rid of the deer?
That's exactly right. They're not cooperating. But I agree with you. When you have $100 million that's been spent on this program, the DNR has to be involved somewhere.
Sure they are.
And nope. that figure, $100 million, came from Michigan Department of Agriculture.
But several herds have been with, and I'm not that familiar. It's been so long since we've had a TB problem that I was really familiar with. They actually take the cattle, pay indemnity, and slaughter the cows. Is that right?
Yes, and then they have a very draconian system of cleaning your farm out, which takes several weeks or months. and one of the herds was reinfected after they'd used the entire Michigan Department of Agriculture program to eradicate TB. So they are claiming now that their system was not in place that they use today, and so this poor farmer had to depopulate two herds.
Really?
So now, they're not working.
Well, of course not. If you've got deer running around on the place creating the problem.
Yes. That's so, exactly right.
And, you know, I don't know enough about tuberculosis to know, but even if you kept the deer, say you put up a deer fence all the way around the problem, you'd have raccoons and coyotes and stuff that's still going to bring the problem onto the property, I would think. I don't know that that's right.
The Michigan Department of Agriculture in the meeting said that the coyotes and the raccoons and the other wildlife that have TB have it in their intestinal tract.
Right.
It's not passed the same way respiratorily as the deer and the cattle. But I'm not familiar enough with that.
Well, you know, all I know about the raccoons and their intestinal tract is a top bale of hay. When you move it off, you get all that stuff dumped on your head and in your shirt. so, you know, I don't know. But it looks to me like if it's a live organism, it wouldn't make any difference how it was passed.
It would still be passed, yes.
Yes.
And they do have a problem in the TB zone with the wild animals. And from what I understood in that meeting from the Michigan Department of Agriculture, they've tried programs to keep the wild animals separated by building fences and that sort of thing, and that hasn't worked. So it's still a problem for the farmers, but it's obvious they're being punished for the lack of expertise on the part of Michigan Department of Agriculture.
I'm wondering, these are mostly dairy herds, are they not, or are they beef cattle?
They're both.
Both.
Right.
You see, we think of TB. I have always thought of TB as being in dairy herds, but I don't know. I'm no expert on the subject, that's for sure.
I'm not either. I think probably the majority of the herds that were put down were cattle.
Beef cattle.
Right.
Wonder what kind of indemnity do they pay? Do they pay a decent price?
That's not what the farmers say. And, of course, there is no independent research to show that the cows the Michigan Department of Agriculture claims have TB actually did, because it's their lab doing the testing and it's their word you're asked to take.
Correct. And they do, a couple of the farmers that I've spoken with, you know, they want to pay basically what they call market value, which generally doesn't, you know, pay the farmer enough for what they're losing. And they do tend to sometimes negotiate, but that's a harder row to hoe to try and get them to negotiate what you feel is a fair price.
Yeah, let me give you a good example. For the last 15 years, we have been preg-checking all of our cows and selling anything that wasn't bred in the fall of the year. We give the bulls 60 days, take the bulls out, and when we preg-check in the fall, if she is empty, she's going to go to the Double Arches, to McDonald's Golden Burgers, okay? It takes years to get a herd of cows that produce a calf every year on time. Now, we've done that. And like I say, it takes years and years and years to do that. If they're going to give killing cow prices, you know, you'd have to start over. I'm 75 years old, another 15 years, I'm not going to be one of preg-checking cows. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's exactly some of the problems here in Michigan. There was an article written on businessweek.com about a Michigan farmer whose herd tested for TB. They wanted to cull his herd. They paid him fair market value, and then, you know, they basically, he has to do a herd agreement that they agree to, so it's a lot of negotiating. That was back in towards the end of 2005, fall of 2005, he still has not gotten approval of his herd plan so that he can go back into business. And here it's 2007.
One of you ladies mentioned how they clean the farm. How do you clean a farm?
I'm not sure exactly, since I'm a city girl, but my understanding is they have sprays and disinfectants and chemicals that they have to clean the barns with, and all of the outbuildings and all the utensils. And
but if these are beef cattle, they're not in barns.
Well, but they still consider the farm contaminated.
Right, but
I would imagine it's pretty chemically sensitive when you start spraying barns down and equipment down. And
but most beef cattle never see the inside of a barn.
Wow. Then maybe it was dairy herds.
I don't know. Hey, but I'll tell you what I do know. Ray Cuneo is on the line with us. Ray, hey, good to have you call in.
Hey, Derry, good morning. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
I had the pleasure, I don't think, of speaking to either one of you, but I have spoken several times to Marilyn.
Marilyn Mash?
Yeah. And in fact, I owe her a call. But anyway, good to hear your program. Good to hear what you're working on up there. It's unfortunate that... you're confronted with this deadline, and I was aware that it was coming up, and I hate that I didn't get up there last year to lend my support, but I was running around and had been out of town and just had to get back and get caught up on things here.
Ray, did you hear the first part of the show?
Yeah, I heard part of it, Derry.
Okay, you know that Michigan, the animal ID goes into effect today in Michigan.
Yeah, I was aware of that before, and I heard you confirm that this morning.
Okay, so these ladies are trying to go through Congress now, the state legislature, to get a bill that would kill the whole thing.
Well, and from what I understand, I think it's referred to as the 466 TB program, which I think the ladies have already indicated it's a state program, and of course it's being overlaid with the NAIS. And the only recourse they have is to do what they're doing is to work through the legislature, and that can be a very difficult process, time-consuming and frustrating. I'm sure they're finding that out, and we're dealing with it ourselves here in the state of Missouri. In fact, my whole time. And myself and two or three others here in the state of Missouri, we've just been totally dedicated to working with our state legislature here to stop this thing here in Missouri, which is kind of the last firewall against this thing, is the some kind of legislation at the state level. You folks up there in Michigan have a very difficult problem because of the TB thing, and it looks like... really, they're using this your TB program up there as the enabling legislation, if you will, to implement this thing.
Right, and Michigan is really a depressed state at this point, and so any revenue is welcomed, and
right.
I'm sure no one wants to give up USDA revenue.
Oh, absolutely, and that is a difficult thing when you start talking about taking federal funding, and funding is an issue in every state. But here in Missouri, we have five bills that are now working, three in the House of Representatives and two in the Senate. And we're making excellent progress on our Senate side. We've pretty much got the language that we want, which is not only going to prohibit any mandatory or voluntary or any NAIS, but also it has other provisions in there that would... notify producers if they've been duped into signing their premise registrations up through voluntary QSA programs or something like that. Also, our legislation would not prevent participation in private QSA programs with the state acting as a validating agent. And also, there's a disclaimer clause in there that would not discriminate people if they did not want to participate in the program. So at any rate, it's a long, drawn-out process, and anybody, I'm sure you ladies are finding out, anybody that's never been through the legislative process, it can be quite frustrating.
Okay, I hear music. Let's take a quick break. Just a quick one. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odors, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274. 497-0274.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
And we have returned. Let's go to the telephones. How about Roberta in the state of Florida? Hi, Roberta.
Good morning, Derry. Good morning, ladies. I'm a first-time caller. I really enjoy your program, and I just came in about, a half hour ago and heard you talking. And this is a topic. I'm not a farmer, but I'm a snowbird, so I come out of West Virginia. And my parents used to, this is about the insurance company. You're so baffled how your local, I believe it, what did you say, Farm Bureau?
Farm Bureau Insurance is behind this, yes.
Yes, sir. We read a local newspaper here every winter. And a couple of years ago, my parents carried their insurance with them. And my husband and I were reading the business section. And I read a little little square here in the business paper that had said, to the best of my knowledge, and we don't have a computer, so I couldn't recheck it, that people that have computers that really want to see if they can confirm this can go back into the Naples Daily News out of Naples, Florida. It might have been a couple of years ago, but I read because I know it made me mad. I saw that the Farm Bureau, and I don't know whether all of them or just a certain area, had been bought out by China. So that might be...
No, I don't know a thing about that.
Bought out by who?
China, she said.
China. And that may be why your loyal Family Bureau agents have their hands tied and are really non-committal. Because they're not able to speak out anymore locally.
No, I don't know a thing about that. Have you heard anything about that, Ray?
No, I would before I would talk too much about that, I would have to verify the source.
I don't think so.
Nothing along those lines at all.
No, I think...
And I would find it hard to believe if that actually happened without a lot more press being exposed to it, you know?
Yeah, I doubt very seriously if that's the case, because Ray or I or somebody would have alerted us by now. But, hey, appreciate the call, Roberta. By the way, Heidi, Roberta said she was not a wasn't a farm girl, and you said something that sort of interested me. You said you're a city girl. What are you doing involved in this thing?
We are both city girls, but we have an organization through Washington, D.C. called the Weston A. Price Organization, and it's involved with local agriculture because of the food supply being as not healthful as it is, and most of us get raw milk and beef and chicken and eggs and most of our supplies from local farmers.
You know, you mentioned raw milk. Maybe in Michigan it's okay, but many states, if a farmer sold raw milk, he'd go to penitentiary.
It's illegal in Michigan as well. In fact, Michigan was the first state to make raw milk illegal. It's legal, though, in 28 states. And it is very subsidized by the multinational milk group organizations in American businesses. And so what Michigan and several of the states where it is illegal have done is that they have private contracts where the customers buy the cow and then can have their own milk.
Okay. Hey, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Actions speak louder than words, and if you want this country to wake up, like I do, we have to all do our part. And that's why I'm asking you to join the Paragon Foundation. The one thing that will help more than anything else is your financial support. So by joining the Paragon Foundation, then they can do what they do best, and that's protect your property rights. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
There has been such an increase in our membership and the people that are calling in here and utilizing this foundation, and that part's exciting. The other side of that deal is the kind of pressure that puts on a guy's infrastructure here, because I'm not in a position to go out and hire a lot of staff and those kind of things, but it limits you as to what you can do.
Get a free copy of the Paragon magazine and support the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443 or go to the web at paragonfoundation.org.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
And we have returned. I have here email from our friend Doreen Haynes. You've probably seen this, Ray, but let me read just parts of it. She says, we have movement on the Senate side of S-428, which is exactly the same now as our preferred legislation, House Bill 747. Right. So praise God we have some good stuff happening. We still have a long way to go, but we're making a difference. Thank you for taking action, for all the work each of you are doing. But anyway, good stuff is happening. And, you know, Ray, I remember very well on almost every one of your programs that I've heard you do, you said, you know, the Department of Agriculture thought this was just a slam dunk. Farm Bureau was behind it. All these organizations were behind it. Hey, The ball got bounced around in the wrong court, didn't it?
Well, it did, and I think it really caught all of those folks by surprise, meaning USDA, meaning the state departments of agriculture, meaning the big ag corporations, livestock